This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held discussions over important security-related issues concerning various states and union territories of the country on the final day of All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police conference held at Bhubaneswar. Discussions were mainly held on cyber crimes, coastal security and combating Maoist insurgency. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval were also present in the conference. The conference focused on determining a strategic path forward in combating diverse national security-related issues, including challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones, counter-terrorism strategies with the top police officials and chiefs of different security agencies. The Prime Minister and other key dignitaries also discussed various operational and infrastructure-related issues faced by the police. Deliberations on crucial issues like narcotics were also taken up at the conference. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today greeted Border Security Force BSF personnel and their families on the raising day of BSF. In a social media post, the Home Minister said that the soldiers of the BSF have safeguarded the honour and the ambitions of the country with the fiercest determination and never thought twice to lay down their life for it. The Union Minister paid homage to the brave hearts who made the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. The Rouse Avenue Court in Delhi today sent Aam Aadmi Party AAP MLA Naresh Balyan to a two-day police custody in connection with an extortion case and his alleged links to gangster Kapil Sangwan. MLA Naresh Balyan was arrested by Delhi Police's crime branch yesterday after recovering an audio clip of a conversation between the AAP leader and the gangster reportedly based in London during an investigation. The conversation allegedly involved discussions about collecting ransom money from businessmen. Former Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal has ruled out any alliance of his party in the forthcoming assembly elections in Delhi. Mr. Kejriwal stated this while replying to a question about alliance in the upcoming elections during a press conference in New Delhi. AAP has already released its first list of 11 candidates for the upcoming assembly polls. The Chief Electoral Officer, CEO of Maharashtra, has lodged a complaint against an individual for making false claims that the electronic voting machines, EVMs, were tampered with during the recent state legislative assembly elections. According to a letter shared by the CEO of Maharashtra on social media, a video was posted by some social media users in which he said the individual made false, baseless and unsubstantiated claims about hacking and tampering with the EVMs. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, issued red alert for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and South Andhra Pradesh today due to the impact of the cyclonic storm Fengal. Met Department has also issued red alert for Kerala and Puducherry tomorrow as extremely heavy rainfall may occur. Very heavy rainfall is also likely over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and South Interior Karnataka tomorrow. The cyclonic storm over north coastal Tamil Nadu and Puducherry has weakened into a deep depression. It is likely to move westwards very slowly and weaken gradually into a depression over north Tamil Nadu during the next 12 hours. Light to moderate rainfall has been forecast at many places, with heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over interior Tamil Nadu tomorrow. In badminton, ace Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen were crowned the singles champions at the Said Modi International Tournament in Lucknow today. Two-time Olympic medalist and top seed Sindhu clinched women's singles title, overpowering China's Wu Liu Yu 21-14, 21-16 in the final today. Lakshya Sen dropped Singapore's Jia Hank Jason Tay 21-6, 21-7 in the final to win men's singles title. Earlier, Indian pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopinan won the women's doubles title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.